A commentary by the chair of the Bateman Foundation. It is now 30 years since I arrived in Victoria and many changes have taken place. Like my father, I ensured I got to know the community and did my best to help where I could. I have been part of many boards and advisory committees for not-for-profit groups, and some of most enjoyable terms have been ones related to the arts. My time on the Royal BC Museum Foundation and Pacific Opera boards were most satisfying, and I have been honored to be the chair of the Bateman Foundation the past 5 years. I learned that there is great appetite for the arts, but to survive, you needed to find ongoing support from individuals. We did our best for more than 9 years at the Steamship Building, and we have been winding down this past year. When we asked for support from the City of Victoria, with respect to the last taxes owing, we received no assistance and were even charged an extra fee due to being a couple days late on making the payment. I pleaded for forgiveness, and we were denied. The wonderful network I built with others leading the arts community all understand that we get little support from the city. There are other more pressing priorities. Recently, I learned that many organizations are now dealing with higher rent rates imposed by the city and getting no relief. After I saw councillors ask for a 25% pay increase, and then heard how the city was buying the building housing Hermans at a price well above market rate, I had to say something. When I got into management in the investment business 30 years ago, I asked the most respected manager in Vancouver what was his secret. He just said, "You have to be fair and consistent." The City of Victoria is not being fair and consistent, and they disrespected the many arts organizations that work so hard trying to survive and showcasing the arts to our community. A final note: the city should provide the funding to make the downtown core livable and safe before spending money like this. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com.